So ons praat nou oor 'n anti-bucket list en dit sal nou wees dinge wat jy nooit weer sal doen nie, maar jy mag nie sê ek gaan nooit weer trou nie. Okay, dis die een ding wat jy nie mag sê nie. Jy mag sê ek gaan nooit weer trou nie.
Hallo Marius Kaparius, dis Isa van Saldanha hier.
Hallo Isa.
Ek sal nooit ooit weer gaan hike nie. Ek het gehike, toe breek ek my been en dit was nie lekker nie.
Jy praat nou van stap, nê, hiking soos 'n trail hiking. Iets wat jy nooit weer sal doen nie. Vertel vir ons, 'n anti-bucket list. So jy het nou jou been gebreek. Ek is jammer om te hoor dat dit jou gaan weer hou om ooit weer te hike of te stap. Dit is toch iets anders in daai, nê. Tipe van 'n camino, jy kan jouself vind. Dis nou as jy jouself verloor het. Alright. So, wat is dit wat jy nooit ooit weer sal list? Hierso sê iemand, Johanna, sê ek sal nooit weer weed rook nie. Ek was gedeer om 'n trek te vat en toe sien ek blare aan vir legkaartstukkies. Gelukkig was het legkaartstukkies. Imagine, het kon iets heel ander kant wees. Rochelle sê, ek sal nooit weer tequila drinkie. Oh, dit was een rowwe party daai, Rochelle. Dit was een rowwe party. Jong, ek weet nie so heeltemal seker nie, maar oké, okay, op die strand tussen duine vroetel, alles raak vol sand. Ek moet nou, ek moet nou tussen die lyne lees, of tussen die sand.
Add a mile to the music, the long way home, Perron FM.
Marius, ek sal nie sommer gou weer sê, ek sal nooit weer nie. Want nooit is 'n lang tyd.
Nogal nee, nooit is 'n baie lang tyd hoor. wild rides ride, dis nou Isabella. Isabella sê wild rides, wat sou jy sê is 'n wild ride dan nou? Ek weet wel wat ek sal nie weer sal wou deurmaak, en dit is nou iets soos die coronavirus hoor. Dis hektiek, as jy om gehad het, dan weet jy nou waarvan ek praat. A Tersje stuur iets, hy sê coronavirus symptome is basies dieselfde as die gevoel wat jy kry wanneer jou vrou jou foon vat en die volgende raak gebeur, jou asem raak moeilik, jy sweet aanhoudend, begin lam voel, kopseer, maagpijn, dis blykbaar alle symptome van corona, en dan wanneer sy vraag, wie is Carleen? Dan begin die droe hoesie blykbaar. Ok man, Paul, how's it? Never again attempt to the Congo Caves ever. Nope, never again. Maar Paul sê, hy sal nooit ooit weer die Congo grotte doen nie. Was jy al by die Congo grotte? Ek was daar, ek het nie bailed before the children did. Did that? Well, they were, obviously they had the body to go up there. That's the chimney, right? So I didn't do the chimney. It was already long before the chimney, I was kind of claustrophobic, Paul. It was really tough. I agree with you. Not that I would never do it, but I haven't been there with my children. Anyways, my son would never be able to go through that chimney anyway. Because you have to go in and come out through the chimney. Phew, that was nogal so. Yeah, Paul, thanks for that, eh? You took me on a trip there down memory lane. You got me all sweating. I was hoping never to go through that again. No, please help me.
Easy, Tiger. A little less chirp about whether my body would fit through that, eh? I think it's called the letterbox or the postbox or something like that.
I don't even know you. What do you mean? Jokes, jokes. Lucille?
Hi Marius, it's yeah. Lucille here from sunny Durban. I will never ask my sister to pierce my ears again. It did not end well. Have a good evening, bye.
Ja, luister, my sisters het dit ook gedoen hoor. Maar ek probeer nou dink hoe het hulle dit gedoen daai tyd. Okay, ek gaan nou met jou deel, but please don't try this at home. Whatever you do, don't try this at home. So, I remember there was a needle involved, there was a lighter involved, and the pliers, that was involved, and spirits, that was also involved. I'm not going to tell you how else to do that. Lucille? Yeah, so that piercing of the ear, my sisters did that. I remember it well. They did each other's ears in a... shame, you'll never do it again. Tell us more, Lucille, what happened? Why would you not let your sister do the piercing for you? Did you do it with a needle? How did you get it through? Ek weet hulle maak die naald warm of iets soos dit. But how did you get it through? I mean, honest, I can understand that. Don't trust your sister, right? Yvonne?
Hoorie Marius, Kaparius.
Yeah.
Luister hier, so kom ek sê vir jou, ek sal nie weer al brown sherry drink nie. Want ons was by 'n lange baan gewees en dit was bitterkoud. En ons het op die bottel gesit met die old brown sherry. Maar die nagevolge was nie so lekker nie. So nie, dit hou ons maar verby. Ja nee, mooi bly, jy moet 'n lekker aand hê. Veilig ry huis toe.
Then we've got Lucille, who let her sister help her do ear piercing. So I'm not sure what happened, but she then explained, I took you through all of that. So there was a needle involved. You have to burn the... Don't do this, please. Guys, don't try this at home. Chopper, Mooney for Shelley oor piercing doen you. But apparently there was a lighter involved because you have to burn the needle before it goes. It's like an antiseptic or disinfectant. You burn the needle, but please don't do this, okay? But Lucille, I'd like to share yours. How's this for entertainment? Tell us.
Hi, Marius. It's exactly like you say. A needle, a lighter, loads of ice, and lots of beers.
Oh,
and that's
wrong, man.
How it was started.
Oh.
And it ended not very well. Two on the one side, one on the other side. Spacing was terrible.
And you actually went through that two on the one and ach noite. Wow.
Marius, ek is in dieselfde bootjie as daai een dametjie wat gesê het nooit weer tequila drink nie. Ek sal nooit ooit weer in my lewe nooit weer pitakou/tequila drinkie nooit weer nie.
Ah, nee.